kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
I'm starting off sort of laughing because I don't know if I've shared it with you guys, but like nearly every single time in my lead up, I do like a pre-podcast episode ritual to just get in the zone, get my clarity, my confidence, etc. It's like, it takes that. There's a deep inner work to make sure when I show up, it's go time. I'm all in, full fire, full truth, trusting myself and ultimately to serve you in the most powerful way. But what I'm laughing about is so many times before coming in, I actually start like humming out loud or singing out loud the old, I believe it's the Rocky theme tune, and I think in boxing it's associated in general. It's like bum ba ba bum ba ba bum ba ba bum bum ba ba 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 bum, and on it goes. Those of you guys growing up in the 80s, you know the shit I'm talking about. I don't follow boxing, I don't know, it's like, well, you'll know. Let me know in the chat box, I'm not in Zoom, so that doesn't work. You know, I don't know if it's a boxing thing or it's just, Rocky related. Anyway, that's what comes through me, and it's actually quite appropriate because, like, I sort of feel that's psychologically and energetically for myself what I feel coming in, because it's like I'm up against myself. I'm up against my inner shadow, my doubts, my fears, my inadequacies when I come into this arena and just like unleash my wholehearted self. So the boxing tune is appropriate. The beautiful church bells ringing in the background, church just down the road from us, so that gets in as well. All spontaneous this morning. But it's an appropriate thing to start with, is the boxing thing. Bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, ba, bum. Because this is like the head honcho. This is like the issue at the center of all relationship problems, dissatisfaction, frustration, just the angst. They're like, why, you know, we love this game. We meet up, the masculine, feminine, you know, the king, the queen, the warrior, his woman, you know, the sexual dance. Like, we know, like, the shadow and the light of this game. It's scintillating, it's beautiful, it draws us in, and then sometimes it fucking spits us out. But ultimately what spits us out, maybe spitting out in the sense of like the ultimate, like it breaks up the relationship, it corrodes it to the point where you just don't want to go forward with that, with your queen anymore, and you break up. Or it spits you out, you're in the relationship, but it just keeps spitting you out. It all circles around this point of getting what you want. Or, in the vast majority of the case, like a feeling that you're not getting what you want in relationship with your queen. The title here, provocatively put forward, but I really, like, it's my deepest desire to serve you, like in this episode, but ultimately for you guys that are tuning in time and time and time again, my deepest desire, and we're going to be talking about desire today, but my deepest desire with Kings of Freedom in the podcast, in the membership, in my coaching, in just everything I'm bringing to the world, is to support you powerful men becoming the kings you were born to be, especially in deep, long-term, committed relationship with your queens, with your life partner, to get what you fucking want. To be able to craft, to create a life and a relationship that is saturated with your every imaginable desire and deepest need met. We're going to deep dive into this topic. I want to slow down, actually, just, you know, here at the beginning and reflect it back to you. There may be, well, ultimately, I'm going to oversimplify it, but it's like there could be categories of you powerful men coming into this and slowing down to speed up. It's like, you know, I honor and bow to the man that you are today. If you're in deep relationship, committed relationship or not, you know, I honor and I bow to where you're at and the man that you have become at this moment in time. These are provocative conversations. Some guys listening in mightn't have the relationship, mightn't have their needs met, might be in a relationship and it's like in a level sort of, you might self-recognize that it's catastrophically dysfunctional in a way on this topic. You're just not getting any of your needs met or there's a deep frustration there. You don't want to make it safe. And if you're fresh in, you stalwarts that have been here from the start and I know, like, I honor you and I say an energetic wave to you. You know who you are, like, from the start. But, you know, guys are coming in fresh with episodes that are going live. You know, if you're coming in fresh, you might know my backstory. I just nod to it. I've spoken at length as vulnerably and as open about it. Man, it's like my first 12 years in marriage. So few of my desires and needs were being met. And, like, it was intense. It was really intense. It was a shitty time. And I'm still learning how to meet and access my deepest desires and needs. But just to hold my hand up, you know, it's like what I'm sharing now has come from deep, intense inner work within myself. It's not like a theoretical sort of, hey, look, I've all my shit figured and I read this in a book and I did this course and I did this training and I'm going to tell you the A to Z way to get your desires and needs met. And that's fucking bullshit. There's actually a lot of stuff out there that is like a bit airy-fairy and it's like being taught and proposed by people that, I don't know, like they haven't been tested. Like this is the dark, I've went through the dark night of the soul and I still go through the dark night of the soul cyclically with my queen. That's actually part of the dance to come up with what works in the most intense times. Yeah, I think this is like what I'd speak to and invite you in is like, you know, that part of our mind. And I have the same part like for years where it's like listening into podcasts or reading books and I have shared this before, but I'll share it again. So I remember reading David Deida, The Way of the Superior Man. And I remember like at one point, I was really triggered at the end of reading one section. And I remember jumping onto the internet and it was like surfing just to find, it's like, he doesn't fucking understand me. It's like the woman I have and the trauma she has. And I like, I've got kids. Is he married? I remember it's like, I just went on, like tried to take him fucking down. Cause it's like, it's okay for him, the asshole. Like he writes all of this airy fairy shit. And like all of this beautiful sounding spiritual poetry. And it's like, what does he know about my life? There's that part. There's the part in you and in me, this shadowy part that, you know, when we have our greatest fears put in front of us, or maybe a lack, or maybe a part of you that on this topic, you're just really not getting what you want in relationship. And there could be a part that really intensely holds her responsible. I invite you to own that. Honor it as it comes up. Maybe it'd be part of you that like would resent me or reject this. I'm speaking to that part of your mind. It's like, that's okay. It's okay. It's like, it comes up in me. The most provocative teachers, I have teachers and mentors and guys around me that provoke me, provoke my blind spots, provoke my resistance. My invitation and my challenge to you is own that bit. Get interested. You know, when the resistance come up, go, it's funny. There's a judgment. I'm trying to take this asshole Mark out of it. You might know my name, the Kings of Freedom. I'm going to click off this podcast. Fuck this shit. Own the judgment. Just own it. Just be like, that's actually really interesting. That's a good sign. I'm speaking to this to make it safe. Because it's very important. We have not been invited and nurtured in a society that allows our inner expression and teaches us, ultimately teaches us very little. So, you know, if that prickly bit comes up, honour it. I invite you and challenge you to hold a bit of space for it. Maybe just not act on it and just lean into the conversation, go forward. Getting back on track, and, you know, there's maybe two type of guys coming in. It might be the guy that would be more resonant with how I would describe myself in, like, the major chunk of the first 12 years in marriage, where I didn't really, really know what I desired. I didn't know what my desires were and what my needs were. Ultimately, my standards were so low, and I sort of was just tipping along with how it was showing up. It's like just having a woman there was enough. I almost felt like, ultimately, deep down, it's like I almost felt, you know, I felt so deeply inadequate as a man, going to the depths of my own story, that it was like just merely having the need and desire to have a woman there that would wake up beside me and go to sleep beside me, make love, you know, infrequently, bit of passion, bit of sexual, you know, fire every now and then, have a couple of kids and create a life. That was actually enough for me. It was like desires and needs beyond that. I look back now and it was like, I didn't even have a list of them. It was like, I was sort of happy with what was showing up for me. Deep down, it was like, I didn't actually think I deserved to even look at other desires and other needs sexually and in the relationship. And like, this topic is sort of in the relationship, you know, more expansive sex, deeper sex, you know, sexual union, expression, trying these positions, that, you know, just the full range, the 5-course, 5-star meal that's available in sexual expression, in relationship expression, in deep, intimate conversation and connection. I didn't even go there. So you might be resonant with that. It's like, you know, if you were asked now, well, what are your desires and needs in relationship with your queen, with your life partner? You might actually come up, well, like, maybe not having very specific needs. And then there might be a second bunch of you powerful men coming in, and maybe you just naturally know what your desires and needs are, or maybe you've done a bit of work listening into podcasts, this podcast or other podcasts, reading books. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there to stimulate thoughts. You know, maybe you've quite a concerted, concrete idea of what your desires and needs are in your relationship with your queen. Yet you might just not yet be able to access, you know, manifesting those desires and needs. Then there might be the guys, and I honour you if that's you. Every single desire and need is met. You know the path of least resistance to meeting every single desire, every single need. You've reached like the promised land, and it's like, if that's you, email me. hello@kingsoffreedom.me. I want to meet you. I want to know what your secret is, in your words. This podcast episode, for the mere mortals like myself, who, this is a really fucking challenging thing. It's a challenging thing to, first of all, have the awareness and allow yourself as a man recognize you have desires and you have unique sacred needs as a man in your sexual relationship with your queen, in your deep, intimate, you know, connection with her. All those needs and desires are sacred, and it's your absolute right. Like, it's your birthright. It's your right within a relationship to have your desires, needs, have the right to the safe expression of them in relationship. And ultimately, you know, I asterisk this sort of within reason, like, it's not any need or desire, but like, ultimately, like, to have that welcomed and nurtured and as much as possible met. What's coming up in my experience is I'm tapping into this idea that actually the deepest desires and needs pretty much can be met in relationship. I've been humbled time and time and time again by ultimately the inadequacy of the story I was bringing to relationship, and how unwittingly I was actually creating a roadblock in front of me, in my queen. I was projecting so much of my undealt with fears and judgments on my queen that it's like, ultimately, she couldn't give me what I wanted. She couldn't. It just was like energetically impossible for her to relaxedly, confidently give me what I wanted. Times she tried to give it, I actually wasn't receiving. I didn't pick up on it. Maybe a topic for a different day, but... So, we're talking about desires and needs. I tap into you, just slowing down to speed up. Now, which one of those groups do you fall into? It mightn't be an exact black and white division, but which one predominantly? Are there sort of desires and needs? Are you acutely aware of them? You have the list, you're aware, but there's a frustration. You don't know how to get those deepest. I'm talking about the deepest desires and needs. You know, I also invite you and challenge you not to give the superficial answer. Oh, no, my desires and needs is like, hey, you know, and you give the five or six desires and needs that actually weren't like the deepest ones. I'm really inviting and challenging you to make sure that this interaction, this deep, intimate conversation at this digital campfire is of the greatest benefit for you. Again, it's like I say this time and time again. It's, you know, there's a massive benefit to this type of conversation. First of all, it's an uncommon conversation. This is not the type of conversation that guys just have randomly at a barbecue, you know, at the campfire, at the pub, on the golf course. It's not really what's happened like at lunchtime at work. Maybe it's happened for you, but yeah, I think you'll tap in. Like in society in general, this type of intimate conversation is not happening. So I really want to make this of the deepest value for you. I challenge you. Masculine core path of growth is by direct challenge. I challenge you, as you're interacting with this, interact on a non-intellectual level. Bring it down emotive. What are, like, if you don't know what the desires and needs are, you know, I invite you now, and if you think you know what the desires and needs are and you're like confident, oh no, I'm getting them met, you know, like I express my desires and needs, my invitation and challenge is, what are the ones, like the deep down dark desires, the needs that, like, you'd almost be afraid to ask for? There could be sexual desires. There could be sexual, you know, fantasies and ways your mind is like knocking on the door saying, hey, dude, like, you'd like a bit of that. Like, that's fucking hot shit. You know, you might have seen depictions in films or just in your own mind that there's, like, sexual desires that is like, man, that'd be a fucking edge to, I don't even know how I'd bring that up in conversation or how I'd approach that in the bedroom. I'm challenging you to bring that type of inner reflection to this conversation. Then there's other needs in, you know, in conversation, in your expression, in your mission in life that, you know, you feel that there's a need that you need to own your right to express or your right to be able to say no, your ability to, whatever it is in your unique kingdom that you're creating. I'm really challenging you to bring your mind back to heroic humiliation. Humiliation coming from humus, the ground of truth. What's really going on? I say that time and time and time again. Repetition is mastery. You know, heroic humiliation, that's the way of a king. There's no freedom without heroic humiliation. Like really grounding down on where you're actually at the deepest level. You know, I bring this that, you know, it's a podcast, and on a level I can just bang through 20 minutes, topic, job done, intellectual understanding, you go out to far side going, oh, well, that was interesting, yeah, I'll pop back in, but hey, it's like I slow down to speed up. It's not just intellectual information. This is a journey I'm inviting you to come on. I'm leaning in. I lean in. I find myself energetically. It's like it's just a microphone. There's no visual, but I energetically lean in. Like, you're there in front of me. That's how I relate with this. Sometimes I actually imagine there's that guy in front of me that I'm like, I'm speaking to. It supports me. So it gets real. Like I've one conversation with you to support you in a way that you go away with an infinite feeling and a belief, an unshakable belief that yes, from today, from this conversation, you can and will be able to be unstoppable in your capacity as a man, as a king, to show up in your relationship and get what you fucking want, what you desire most, in a way that your queen will just surrender and give you all. In a way that's beautiful, in a way that's sacred, in a way that's safe, in a way that's devotional, in a way that is representative of the greatest expressions of embodied love available to you as a man, to your woman as a queen. That type, that's what I really want. But for that type of an outcome, I'm leaning in. But hey, brother, you gotta fucking lean in really intensely too. Some of you I know are like avid followers at this point. The feedback is sensational. It's brilliant. You're the guys that are leaning in. I invite and challenge every man to lean in. Because why? If you're in a relationship, man, you gotta lean in really intense to that fire to get what you want. So, that's setting the tone. First half, setting the tone, deepening in, slowing down to speed up. That's the tone. Topic, how to get what you want in relationship every single time. And my challenge to myself, putting the flame under my own ass, is I'm going to fucking deliver on this, guys. I'm going to break it down. So, assuming at this point, in this conversation, you know, there's a stirring. There's some part of your mind has like, yeah, actually, fuck, you know, when he says that, yeah, I do desire that. I want to just add in one thing really quickly. Actually, just spontaneously. My podcast style, I don't do like a scripted thing. So when spontaneous things come, I speak them in. This is really important. It's important from personal relevance, actually. Back when the wheels were like really coming off my marriage, I actually thought I was going to lose my queen completely to another man. She'd fallen in love with him. And it was like my response to that. I read the book. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's like it's a real commonly referred to book. No More Mr. Nice Guy. And I read that and listened in. And when he was actually, it's funny enough, it's like when the reflections were on, oh, well, what are your needs? What are your desires? Honestly, I was like, geez, I don't even know. And no matter what questions the author posed, I was listening to it on audiobook, no matter what questions he posed, I was actually stunned by the awareness of, Mark, you actually don't know what your desires and needs are. You really, like, it's like my mind went blank. There was one reflection. And for you guys that are in deep, long-term, committed relationships, with your queen or life partner, listen in. This reflection for myself brought me immediately to a list of unmet desires and needs. Like, boom, click of the finger. I was like, wow. And the reflection was this. Some part of my psyche was listening in, sort of going, Okay, so you don't have a list of desires and needs. There was that part. I call it the king part. It was just listening in going, well, isn't that very interesting? That you can't access needs and desires. So a part of my psyche just popped this idea into my head. And it was this. It's like, Mark. And I was outside. I'm bringing myself back to that day. I stopped outside in the yard, working with the horses, and I stopped. Doing what I was doing, and the idea came. Mark, if, for whatever reason, your queen just left. It has happened. The messy, shitty part, it has happened. It's taken out of your control. She's gone. The kids are gone. The worst case scenario, it's just gone. Like, it was taken out of your decisional capacity. It's done. It's dusted. And you, now, relatively speaking, have like a clean slate. You're stepping out into the arena again and, you know, you're stepping into the next relationship. What, with that blank canvas, what needs and desires would you speak to that woman? You know, you're fresh. This so-called old dysfunctional relationship with all this fucked up relating, you know, issues and, you know, The limitations and the wounds of your ex, they're gone. All of these boundaries and all of this resistance and all of this shit that you perceive so much she put in your path, it's gone. It's gone. It's fresh. So, like, you've no excuses. The situation, the scene was set. I was like, wow. I was like, okay. So there's this new woman and she's just getting to know me. So like, I get the clean plate put in front of me where I can just say what I want. Boom! Like a list of 10, 15 more. Like it was like this mad list of things came in. Because in that moment, it's like the fear of rejection of this long, complicated story that of the dysfunctional relationship. I didn't have clarity at the time on it. It was gone. So like the simplicity was, okay, it's a fresh plate. What are my desires? I just need to tell this woman. And, you know, it's like it's a fresh relationship. So if it's like I express these, you know, needs and desires now, and she says, no, I can't work with that. That doesn't line up with my lifestyle and my way of relating with people. Hey, it's like you want to travel X, Y, Z. You want that sexually. It's like, eh, it's not me. It's like, Mark, you can just jump. You can go, hey, cool. Nod, bow to you. Nice woman. Kiss in the cheek. Have a nice life. On to the next relationship. I bring that just as a spontaneous offering forward to you guys that maybe you're, there's a bit of a struggle if you're in deep committed relationship to find what the real deep down desires and needs are. Just go through that process. New, fresh relationship. The split up of the old one, all the messy shit, it's done, it's dust, it's gone. And you are now with a blank canvas in front of you. I find that a potently, a powerful reflection. And guys that I've been coaching since, every single time we do that, all of a sudden, desires and needs come forward. Moving on, it's like, so now, you know, with those reflections and we're talking about desires and needs, I hope at this point, and it's like, I slow down to you and it's like, just have a think there for a moment. Bring them to mind. What are these desires and needs? What is it sexually? What is it intimately? What is it in conversation? Like, do you just want clean, nice, fun, passionate, conversational connection, deep connection? Are you, you know, also sometimes desires and needs can come from answering, what is it you don't want? That can be another powerful one. Well, I don't fucking want the drama anymore and all of that shit. Well, actually, well, then what's the opposite? The desire is the opposite of that. You know, so you don't want arguments? Okay, well, I desire clean, you know, energetically safe communication with my woman. I don't want all the money shit. Like, there's all these arguments about money. Well, okay, so you want healthy financial relating and confidence and, you know, abundance. I don't want all the rejection. So I want to feel safe in relationship. Whatever it is, you know, go to the opposite of what you don't want. So at this point, you have the passionate desire. I'm going to call it passionate desire. You're aware of your passionate desires and needs. You have that awareness. Bring them to mind. What are they? What are they sexually? What are they financially relating with your woman? What are they in mission? That maybe there's desires and needs in your mission, in your job, in how you'd like to serve the world, that you feel your woman gets in the way. There's just something gets in the way. Maybe there's needs of spare time, you know, time to go off and just be with yourself. Time to get away from, if you're in deep relationship and there's kids, but with kids, without kids. What are the desires? Just a freedom to travel, freedom to be by yourself, solitude, time in nature, creative time. Time to just do you outside of work, outside of the relationship, outside of all the chores and the social obligations that you can have. There's a long list of shit that can get in the way. What are your needs and desires that you want to have met? Let's call those the passionate desires and needs. So you're aware of those now. You have your list. The list is growing. The more you lean into this conversation, the more you're like, ah, man, and fucking that too. Don't forget that. Your psyche is opening up. And I invite you, you know, as you deepen into this journey, you know, just listen. Your mind, just set the intention. Okay, mind, whatever has not come, now's the time. Bring it out. So that's coming out. So your awareness of desires and needs is coming. It's more, there's more and more clarity. When you get to this point, and that's where you end, it's like you have this passionate desire and need, and you're aware of those needs and desires, and you meet your queen from there. Very often, that's where it all falls flat for the vast majority of guys. It ends up like an expression, and I know myself for years, as I say, I was so scared of feminine rejection that it just was unsafe for me to have any desires and needs. I can track this back to precise dynamics. I interpreted, misinterpreted, whatever it is. It's a funny fucking world, the subconscious mind, the inner child relationships of seeing masculine, feminine dynamics growing up. I have the specifics on that. I spoke to them in other episodes. But it's like, for me, having conscious desires and needs was just like, it was like rejection guaranteed. So when I started having desires and needs, and I was aware of them, and I know a lot of guys, there's a whole spectrum to how this plays out. But when there's just a passionate awareness of desires and needs, and you bring that to your queen and you're like, hey, you know, it's like, I have these desires and needs, and like, this is like sexually, like, I'd love to actually just try this or that, bring a bit more of that in. Bit more of like kinky clothes, bit more, hey, like, I want to get a bit more expressive. Like, I've seen these sort of types of sex toys, and yeah, it's like, we haven't tried that type, and there's an edge in it, and you're honoring, you're attempting to honor, you know, your desires and needs in expression with your woman. Very often, it's met with what a man in relationship can feel as rejection, is a shutting down of his right to express a desire, is a negation of his desires and needs. And you can feel a deep sense of hurt and rejection. On a level, it can be very valid. It can seem tantalizingly valid to the point at which you're just like, well, that's just out of order. Why? Because it's quite a vulnerable thing to actually be the man who owns his desire and his needs and communicates it in conversation. If you have done that before, hey, I honor you. That's like, I was just, for so many years, just sitting back in frustration. I still honor that guy. I was deeply fearful. But like, if you have entered the arena and your experience is, Mark, I'm really fucking frustrated because I have expressed my desires. I have expressed my needs. And she just doesn't honor them. She doesn't respect them. She doesn't meet them. She like back argues, or like it just gets into arguments, and then she feels bad about herself, and it just becomes this mangled mess of shit. And it's like, I don't know how, like, what the fuck is it with her? You know, that she just can't listen. It's like, I've been as clear as possible, and it just ends up in arguments, or it's ignored, or a whole spectrum of things. But ultimately, you're not getting what you desire and what you need. Those needs and desires are not being met in relationship with your queen. A lot of the time, majority of the time, aka 100% of the time, there can be a lot of blame, finger pointing in the mind of the man. It's like, oh man, I've done my part. I've expressed the desire, the need, and it's just not being met by her. She's not honoring it. There's a disrespect of it, and there's a shutdown. Slowing down to speed up. Do you resonate with that as representative of your experience of in relationship, expressing your desires and your needs in conversation? And there's just like it feels like there's a closed off wall to it. It's not honored. She's not very receptive. And if she sort of seems receptive, ultimately there's some block along the way and you're not getting what you want in the most important things for you. Yes? Vast majority of guys have some. I'd say every guy has some desire, some need that is just, it's a touch too far. It feels like a touch too far. There again, if you have no issues at all with this, I salute you, sir. I salute you. You are an embodied king of freedom. But again, I challenge you to go deeper again. There's an issue with this. And there's a distinction I want to bring forward. I expect will serve you really powerfully. The distinction is this. An approach which is, it's like two approaches. And it's like energetic approaches. I'm not saying that the word, the distinction covers everything, but like the power of a distinction is, it's black and white. You're in one camp or the other camp. And from a distinction, it can bring clarity. It can go, wow, if I'm in that side and I have that results, I need to shift to that other side. The distinction is this. An energetic and approaching relationship that is subconsciously communicating from a point of view, witch or queen, of I require. Versus you're communicating subconsciously, consciously, I inspire. WTF am I talking about? I require versus I inspire. There's no clarity in that. I know there's not. What I'm talking about, like the energy, and I talk to this, the energy that doesn't get you what you want, actually, ultimately, or at least puts a load of resistance into you getting what you want. You might get what you want, but a lot of times when you get what you want from this perspective, she's giving you what you want, but like she's not really fully there. She's not fully on board. She's not fully happy. Like, I require is, you know what your needs and desires are, but it's coming from, hey, like, I know what my needs and desires are, and like, I require from you, for me to be happy, that you come on a date night with me. And I require from you, for example, that when we're on the date night, I require that, hey, like, you engage more, that you're here, that you're actually passionately engaged, that, you know, you don't just put the dress on and like do yourself up and turn up and show up, that you, you know, like, it's not physically showing up. I want you here, passionately engaged, looking me in the eyes, doing a sexual dance. It's like, you know, I've created this time, this need, and you're fucking here. Come on. It's like, you know, I require you to show up and actually, you know, want me and want to be here. Or it could be like in the bedroom. It's like, hey, you know, it's like Valentine's night, or there's some night that you show up and you're like, oh man, I just desire, I have a need that, like, you fucking passionately want me, that you, like, you want to be making love, that it's not this sluggish sort of, man, I initiate, but boy, it's like, ugh, you know, you're sort of there, and I have to tread lightly, and we eventually get there, and, but what's happened is, like, where's the passion? It's like, you know, you might, I communicate from an energetic of, I require you, I have a need and desire, you're just, there's more fire here. So it's like, it's coming from, I require from you. It's like, there's a needs of mind that you're not meeting. And you might, you know, the I require energetic can be explicitly evident in expressed needs and desires that you feel are not being met. But very often it's the energetic behind it. It's like, I require her to do this, but like, it's an expectation that's not met. You have an expectation that you require her to meet, but it's not being met. And there's a reason why. Signs and symptoms, if I want to say, like, of the I require distinction. If you're coming from an I require energetic, it's like, I require you to show up like this, to meet this need and desire of mine, so I can be happy and fulfilled in this relationship. Sexually or emotionally or psychologically. If you're coming from that and you're noticing that you're not getting your desires and needs met, like, signs and symptoms within yourself is you're going to feel rejected at times. You're going to feel disappointed in your woman. Like, there's going to be some, oh, fuck it, there she goes again, you know, it's like the eyes up to heaven type thing. You can be frustrated in her lack of engagement in a relationship. It's like, you can have sort of like sometimes a moral high ground. It's like, hey, look, this is what I'm bringing, but like, man, you need to step up, or woman, you need to step up. I mean, I'm bringing this, I'm expressing my desires and my needs, but like, you're just not honouring them. Deep in sexual relationship, can major sign and symptom can be shallow, infrequent sex life. And if it's frequent, it's just shallow. There's not much heat with it. There's not much passion. It's sort of stale and mundane, and the sexual dance in the bedroom, but also outside, it's like, it's just gone, the libido is sort of gone out of it. You're not feeling it. You might want it from her, but it's just like, you're like, wow. If you're really honest, it's just like that connection is gone. That's a key sign of a long-term sort of like, I require essence that you're communicating subconsciously to her. Maybe even in your literal articulated language. Hey, look, I require these needs and these desires, and you're just not supporting me in that. But it's coming from, I require you to change your behavior so I can be more fulfilled. And you might come from good intentions, but it's just not working. Another point, and like this is going into the deep inner world stuff, of signs that you're coming from an I require you to change this so I can be fulfilled, and I require part is shadow fantasies. Your mind can start fantasizing about, you know, meeting your desires. Very often it can be desires, sexual desires. You know, you start fantasizing about ultimately fucking uncensored, you know, the woman at work or the woman at the gym or that, like, that person you know. I know that that was a big thing for myself. It's like I ended up, you know, it was like it's like I've expressed this in other things, but with my queen, it's like there was like people really close home to her, really close within her family, like her negate to say, just because I don't want those people to actually listen in and hear. It's like for confidence and that, but like really close, I mean fucking really close, fearing the relationship would end when I actually spoke to my queen and told her. That close were my long-standing sexual fantasies. And what was happening in my mind was like I was trying to get my unmet needs, unmet desires met within my mind. Not very conducive to a happy relationship, actually, to being a fulfilled kingly man, fearless in my freedom. But that's what I was doing. And a lot of guys in deep intimate conversation, I know a lot of guys do that. Another thing that can come up, like big topic for another day to go into it, but the idea you can actually recognize consciously, well, I have these desires sexually, I have these needs sexually and emotionally and psychologically in relationship, and they're not being met in this relationship, but you might take them out of the shadow fantasies. And if you do, I honor that, because it's like shadow fantasies, and actually shadow fantasies can be acted out also. It's like you can just be cheating and doing it on the side, which, you know, it's not really an energetic that Kings of Freedom is, it's not approval or not, it just doesn't fucking work. Like it's a complete lack of integrity. So it's not a right or wrong, just does not work in deep, intimate, safe relating for both people. So the idea of suggesting an open relationship, definitely like a step up, definitely more conscious. Yet what I'd speak to, and it's not a, this is not a statement of all open relationships, there are like beautiful conscious ways of creating that. I think it's called polyamory as well. It's like open relationships where it's like, hey, you know, we're in deep committed relationship together. You might be married or not, but like you're in one long-term deep committed relationship, and you might just float the idea. It's like, hey, you know, it's like this can happen too. And you might be very conscious and go about it. It's like, do it in safe, emotionally safe and very clear ways with agreement. What I'd sort of say with that is like, yeah, but it's like, get really good at one relationship and meeting all your needs and desires first. And when you can get to the absolute depths of meeting all your desires and needs in one relationship, then, you know, step into the other relationship, you know, to meet your needs elsewhere. Because the vast majority of the times what I feel intuitively is going on, and I've spoken with some guys and, you know, listening to mentors and that, is most of the time the whole open relationship, and this can be for both sides. I mean, if you have unmet needs and desires that your queen will have as well, and it can actually work. She can actually be like, yeah, well, dude, like you're not showing up in this way or that way, and man, I just want to like go off and like fuck him and have a relationship also with him, because he's so much more strong and directional and shows leadership and whatever it is that she'll meet her needs elsewhere. Can it work? Yeah. Does it work? Yes. Is it an option? Yes. Am I against it? No. Yet, this podcast is Kings of Freedom. I feel intuitively that the open relationship is a negation of facing, I'm talking to you as a man, facing your fears of rejection, facing the work you need to do to meet your needs and desires and to step into a state of consciousness that is necessary to have your queen so safe in your presence that her yearning for you and devotional love for you will be so great that she will feel fine with opening up her heart and meeting every single beautiful, amazing, divine desire and need that you have in a way, because she's inspired by you. Enter. Bum, ba, ba, bum. Distinction number two. Well, the second part, second half of the distinction. I require is the first part. You don't get what you want, and if you do, she's sort of dragging her feet. She, like, meets you to a point, but you just know she's not fully in. And it's never fully fulfilling, and it's never fully satisfying. Let's cross the bridge to the other part, which is the approach that I just call I inspire. I require, one side. I inspire. So no matter, you know, when you come to this part of the bridge and whatever I've expressed thus far, it's like it's not a negation of any parts of you and your experiences. And you'll have, I know, certain experiences with your woman that you'll be like, well, hey, look, at you're saying that, Mark, and yeah, but I still have this experience. And hey, look, at I think there's these other things going on, you know, that you haven't spoken to. And yeah, I get that. How the fuck am I able to know what's going on in your thing? Like, I honor all of that. But I just sort of, I just really want to invite you and challenge you to keep an open mind, open heart on this. There again, Kings of Freedom, maximum fearless freedom in the world. It's a deep, conscious game. The I inspire part, what that brings in, remember the first part is like passionate desire. Slowing down to speed up, a tiny little quick review. Passionate desire and needs. So you're aware of your desires and needs and you passionately speak to them in conversation. You bring it into relationship. And that comes from an I require sort of an approach, which your queen might want to try and match, but there's some energetic that she's not fully there, or she just point blank says no. Why that happens is this, in my words, no absolute truth, but what's showing up for me and in guys that I'm coaching powerfully to actually have all their needs, desires met in relationship, mission and beyond, is passionate desire and needs, awareness of those passionate desires and needs is one part. But by itself, it leads to an I require approach, which is energetically unsafe for your queen. What needs to happen in a yin yang, do you know that? What do you call that symbol? The black and white. I think most of you guys know if there's a name on it. Or maybe it's just the yin yang symbol. Black and white. Where it's like it's indivisible. The white, the light and the darkness. The dichotomy of life. It's all there. The passionate desire and needs, the awareness of that is one part. Compassionate heart is the other part. This is key. So the passionate desire and your needs. Guys, that's sacred ground for you. It's okay. I actually want you to know. This is actually really important. The young man in me, I believe the young man, and it could be the older man in you. Every man needs to know it's okay. You're allowed to have desires and needs. And no matter what the world has taught you, desires, deep desires, passionate desires, sexual desires, shadow desires, you know, desires that you mightn't want to actually just open into the light of day, because deep down your inner child, you'd be like, what the fuck would my mother think of me? What would my father think? What would the church think of me? All of those desires, they're okay. They're sacred. There's something in it. Asterisk, within the limits of the laws of the land and potentially, you know, like whatever. Okay. Going to a certain point, I'm just asterisking, you know, there's certain shadow desires that, you know, for real reasons are, you're not meant to meet them. They're still okay, there's a meaning in them, but I'm sort of going with the, by the laws of the land allowed desires, okay? You get what I'm talking about. I don't want to go into that caveat too deep. Doesn't mean you're a bad person if you have certain desires that are outside the law, but just like not acting on them. So keeping you within that realm. Yeah, just an important asterisk. When you get into shadow work, it's an important asterisk. It doesn't mean you're wrong, but just acting on some of them you don't want. So assuming that it's within that realm, passionate desires and needs are totally all on. Shadowy, dark, not wrong. Shadow and dark, shadow work, it's not that it's wrong, but it's like there's a real sort of sense, there's a thrill in it, but there's a, like, it's really exciting for you, but there's a sense of, fuck, am I allowed to have it? They're okay. Okay. Just makes you human if you have those desires. They're a sacred part of your truth. it just needs to be balanced with compassion, like a compassionate heart. Snowing now, I'm getting a sip of my water. Going really deep in this one. I'm actually really loving this. I'm passionately engaged. You can hear it in my voice, and you know, honoring you for staying tuned in. Really juicy shit coming here. The passionate desire and needs and the compassionate heart is embodied by our Falabella horse. We have eight horses outside. And I don't know any of you guys that are into the equestrian world. Horses. Falabella horse is like the smallest horse on the planet. I think technically speaking, it's like literally, it's not a pony. Technically, there's some difference between horses and ponies. I don't fucking know it. There's some anatomical difference between them. Technically, this little dude is a horse. He, in Italian, you call him a mezzosego, a half saw. It's like a, it's an insulting term. It's like he's tiny. Boy, does he have heart. And we have mares that are out there. And when he comes out, you should see that dude going. If any of you have seen a stallion, small, like our little dude, Satanta. He's my horse, by the way. I love him. I love him to pieces. To bits. He's class. He's fantastic. He's my guru of like sexuality, of sacred kingly fuck energy that just gets in the arena, in the literal arena, but the arena of life, and just goes for what he wants. But if ever you've seen, like, you know, the stallion is the symbol, is one of the main symbols of sexuality, male express sexuality, you know. And that's why if you tap into, have you ever seen like horses, a stallion running, and running in a field, it's just pictures of them depicted, you know. Have you ever seen, like, you know, like these inspirational images and photos, like a stallion, full strength, full potency, unapologetically there, just running, his full presence. If you ever see a stallion in a field, it's like a real true primal expression. It's like it turns me on. It arouses my center, like psychologically. It can be smutty, silly comments about when turned on, but I mean that. It's only my sexual center. It's like there's some part, not like that I have an erection, but I know my it does turn me on and arouse my sexual energetic center, in the sense of there's just like, wow. It's this wowness of seeing it just parade in the field. So, you know, if you have some awareness of that, you've seen it in nature or depicted in film, and you can bring that, I sort of bring that metaphorically and symbolically, energetically, it brings that quality. But coming back to Satanta, it's our little Falabella. The picture is a tiny little dude. He's going in, there's this like field, or sometimes they're in the arena in closer contact. And, you know, when a mare is in heat, she's like in season, she's game ball. Doesn't matter, like, he will go in with passionate desire and needs. I mean, he has a need, and it's clear the horse's penis is like the greatest fucking, if you have any issues with the size of your cock and you see a horse, and you see a Falabella horse, I mean, he's half my height and he has a thing that's like the length of my leg. It's like coming out, and it's like his passionate expression and ownership of his desire and need, it's really clear. He's not apologizing for it. So you get the picture. And like, but he'll go up. And yeah, straight up. He runs straight into the field, or straight up to the mare that's in season. He'll smell her out straight away. He knows who she is. He'll go up. He doesn't hold back anything of his expression. Direct, open expression. He owns it. It's like, I'm here, all my behavior, cock out, at the ready, the sexual dance, I'm ready. But it's like, I'm ready, but I'm here to do the dance. Passionate desire and needs is there. But there's actually this primal part of the dance that he also embodies, you know, what I would call the compassionate heart. Because the mare you'll see, and you'll know this dance, but for I'll express it more for you guys that maybe you're not aware of, like you don't have a visual or a memory of how to relate to it. A mare will kick. A mare will, like, shun, will play this dance. Never is it that the mare just goes, hey, yeah, you know, you can take me. He's a Falabella horse, so he can't reach anyway. Like, there's no fear. It's actually, it's humorous to see, and I actually have poignant moments when I think, you poor bastard. I mean, you come in with all this desire, and it doesn't matter how you play the dance, you just can't reach anyway. it's like, it's, there's a grief. That's the way we want to keep it, but there's a grief for him in that bind of existential, that issue. Anyway, in he comes, he does a dance, and the mares kick, they go to bite him. They do all these sounds and noises and all of this behavioral language. My beautiful wife would have, like, lots more articulative language to be able to describe. In essence, they're saying, fuck you, dude, not now, not now. But they don't kick him to the point where it's like they hurt him. It's a dance. They're resisting. And the part of the dance is you've got to earn the right to gain access. You've got to earn the right energetically to, okay, now I'm surrendering. Now I'm letting this happen. And what's beautiful is, like, the compassionate heart is, it's almost like, and I know I'm using terms that is, like, sort of high conscious, like compassionate heart. One, you can't argue and go, well, that's fucking, you're seeing compassionate heart. It's not compassionate heart. He's just doing the dance to get what he wants. But, you know, it's like, it's language that's describing a human way of relating. That's why I'm using it. But there is actually a part of the dance where, you know, he gets a kick. He'll come back in and he might try, like, explicitly to try and mount again and get another kick. And he might try it again. But the compassionate heart is like, he'll settle. And then he'll sort of just go over and, you know, she's not on for it. So he'll sort of try again and she's, and then he'll come up and he might nuzzle her and sniff at her. And, you know, she, it's like, her resistance and her need to behaviorally kick him away and shun him away, as he drops in and gets a bit more sensitive with her, sort of gets a bit more gentle and subtle with his approach, it's like she eventually just gains trust and feels safe and feels honored and respected that, you know, he has his passionate desire and need, he has expressed it, but my little boy, my stallion friend, is like, hey, you got to slow down, speed up. And you see this dance unfold where it's like he honors the mare, where she's at, the signs she's given. But he also, at the same time, and I invite you into this part of the dance, at the same time, he never once relinquishes what his passionate desire and need is in the moment. And that desire, like, it's a primal thing. Ultimately, it's to procreate. He wants to get the job done biologically. But it represents, and I invite you, he represents a wonderful example. He inspires me. I always have these reflections seeing this dance happen when a mare is in season. He just never relinquishes on what his desire and need is. He does the dance. He'll sort of take back down the flame of how he's shown up. He'll stop mounting. But he keeps there. He stays in her presence. He'll patiently play that dance throughout the day to the point actually where he can't reach, but he gains access. Eventually, not all the time, but like whatever, I don't know the interaction. Sometimes some horses just, it's like they're okay with him doing the dance, and he sticks with it, with his passionate desire, with a behavior where he's compassionate, he has heart, he's honoring, he's listening to the bodily, to the energy of what the mare is communicating. He never relinquishes the desire and he eventually gets there. He does the dance. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, that dance is I inspire. And it's like the I inspire is, I'm going to say, like, what are the signs and symptoms of the I require? We did those. The signs and symptoms of a man that is showing up with the, I have these desires and needs, but I'm going to inspire my woman. I'm going to inspire life to give me what I want. Some of the signs are just a grounded confidence. There's also an omnipresent clarity of relationship vision. Sort of like the stallion. He knows what he wants. He's not apologizing for it. There's clarity. And he's not going to hold back. The confidence is he doesn't hold back. So you have a vision. And you're grounded in that clarity. You don't apologize for it. You know what you want, but you're grounded. You know, you're relaxed in that. You allow yourself unashamedly to have that. And resistance, you know, the mare kicking or the mare going, nyeh! Your version, your woman's version, your queen's version of that. You say, I'm just too tired tonight. Rejection. You know, you don't take it as rejection. Oh, I'm just not in the form. It's not rejection. That's just where she's at. She's playing this dance. It's the horse kicking you. But the I inspire approach, different to the I require approaches, you don't take that as rejection. You're confident. You're imperturbable. You have your wishes, you have your desires, your needs. You're passionate, you own them. But you have a compassionate heart. You're willing to do the dance with your queen. You know, you're doing that dance. If there's resistance, it inspires you. You get turned on. You're like, hey, okay, cool. You know, it's like, but I'm here. You're like the stallion, our stallion that will be in the field all day. And it could be 6 hours later, but he never relinquishes the desire and the need. Because why? If the mare needs to trust the stallion, your woman needs to trust you. Maybe don't go to your woman and say, oh, I was listening to a podcast. He was comparing you to a mare. Yeah, just keep this confidential, guys. Yeah, compare yourself to a stallion, but don't tell your woman that I'm comparing her to a mare. But there's great lessons. I say that jokingly. There's great lessons to be learned from the natural world. Seeing the natural dance, masculine and feminine, that dance energetically being played out, and the honoring the simplicity of it. Another sign of the I inspire approach that I practice now myself, I'm finding words in today's thing, is you embody what you desire from her. You know, from knowing what your passion and desire and needs are, you know, quite often there'll be a behavioral shift, if you want to say, that you might desire from the I require. So like, I require you to be more passionate. I require you to, I don't know, be less dramatic and less aggressive in, less confrontational in communication. I require that you stop giving me shit, stop criticizing me. I require, okay, you get that. The I inspire part is you own your desire, and any time you feel yourself, you catch yourself going, there's something you're requiring from your woman. You're like, I need this from you. A change of behavior, an improvement, like that she stops doing a certain behavior that just really hurts you and you, it creates an emotional experience in you that's just not nice. You recognize that, but you bring it back home and you're like, I will embody what I desire from her. If I want to stop to criticism, I will embody a stop, a cessation, a complete cessation, inner and outer. Inner world. You're not criticizing in your head going, and then nice guy, oh, but I never criticize her in the world. Bullshit, guys. She'd feel it a mile away. You truly learn to embody wholehearted appreciation. And it's in a non-critical way. You're not judging her in the subterfuge hideout of your own mind, and you're not criticizing her. If you want her criticism to end, well, you learn how to praise her. Go to the opposite. Embody the opposite. You know, you don't want criticism? Hey, like, embody appreciation of her. Separate topic, learning to actually receive criticism is a fucking key skill. Maybe a bad example there. It's key that a man learns to receive critical feedback in a safe way. But you embody, anyway, you embody whatever you're not receiving from her that you would like. You want more passion? You bring the passion. But like the stallion, you bring the passion, but you're ready for that dance and you don't relinquish your passion. You honor her, no, of course. But like you don't, you just play the dance. You're like, hey, I'm passionately in love with you. You're not in form tonight. Baby, that's okay. Like, I just wanted to let you know. It's like, we're on date night. I know you're tired. You know, we're trying to make love. It's been a really busy day and you might be in a form or whatever. But it's like, hey, like, I passionately love you anyway. It's like, I don't see any rejection in this. Of course, you can have a night where you're just not feeling it, or you're just not in the form, or that's okay. But my passion for you, baby, I'm on fire for you. You fuel your fire. It's radical ownership. And by showing up so consistently in embodying what you would like from her, in your way of embodying it, there'll be unique ways, of course. You know, you want, it's just like, I'm saying, it's like, you want a blowjob from her? You know, here, I get, the total bad, like, this is like totally inappropriate humor. It's like, hey, I'll get my neighbor a blowjob. I want blowjob, so Mark said, I have to embody what you desire. You know, it's like, there's certain unique expressions, masculine, feminine, you know, my joking mind just went to totally inappropriate things of how you can take that. Embody in your sacred masculine expression what you're wanting. Okay, I think that's energetically, you're mature, a mature audience, you can get there by yourself. But like, if you're wanting a blowjob, you don't have to go here. Like, you get me. Okay, wrong joke, totally wrong. Some of you are laughing, you're that type of guy that brings that type of humor. Others of you are disgusted with me. I'm comfortable with that. Creative thinking, the I inspire part, you know, you don't get blocked. You get creative. You're unstoppable. You know, it's like the stallion dance. The I inspire is, hey, you know, like, your desires and needs in life, you're going to, in a respectful, honoring way, but you're going to do it in a safe way where, you know, you're going to honor your queen, you're going to honor her process, but you'll get creative. You don't have to steamroll A to B. Maybe sometimes you have to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G back to B. Sometimes. But that's okay. You'll get what you want and desire. And from embodying that with your creative thinking that honors, you know, where your queen is at, honors maybe some deep reasons why she mightn't feel safe at that point to meet you where you're at, you're willing to get really creative in your thinking. In how you respond. Remember, responsibility, the ability to respond. You're willing to get ultra creative to meet that need and desire. You will find infinite pathways to meet that need. You won't just go, hey, she said no in this way and that's it. And you go off in a huff like an inner child just not getting what it wants from its mother. You know, that's the I require thing. Subconsciously, it's like you're relating to your mother. You're not relating to your mother. It's like, oh, mommy didn't give me the snack. I'm upset. Mommy didn't give me my toy. I'm upset. It's like, you know, there again, I've reminded that before, you know, a puppy dog, that's how you relate with your mother. And that's the big thing in relationship, meeting your desires, is actually relating subconsciously with your mother. She should just give me what I want. The puppy dog, you should just give me what I want, is repulsive actually to your queen, and so it fucking should be. She wants an alpha wolf. Your mother, it was okay, you were five, you showed up as a puppy dog. But psychologically, energetically, if you're just like, I require this from you and I'm going to get upset and into a huff, that's puppy dog. Your mother had a need, like, you had her role was to meet your needs and desires, you know, that was her nurturing role. That's your mother. Your queen in the sexual dance, in the deep intimate long-term relationship dance, you can't show up like a puppy dog and just go into a huff. So creative thinking, you know, that's part of the alpha wolf. You know, it's like, hey, I will persist in being creative to meet my needs in a way that honors where you're at. That's an alpha wolf. That's a king way. And empathy is another thing that I had jotted down here. You know, there's empathy because maybe some of your unique sacred desires and needs are totally valid. You know, sexual expression, you want to expand into the outer realms of what's available there, that's okay. Maybe there's expressions in the world, in your mission, in certain desires for total freedom, whatever your expression is for the free being that you are. Sometimes, and you know, they can trigger, you know, a sense of a lack of safety in your queen. And, you know, you can't instantaneously go, well, that's her fucking issue. That's horseshit to deal with. But I just invite you that the I inspire taking radical ownership is you're willing to empathize. You don't blame your woman, you know? Of course she has her 100% and, you know, wounded meets wounded. Traumatized. Everybody's traumatized to a level. Maybe there is a healing there. Maybe there is a trauma work that she could benefit with. But the king in you, when I say about the inspire, because the I require part can really go and focus, hone in on, look, you're traumatized. It's because you're hypersensitive. It's because, Jesus, you're so overreactive. You're so full of fear. You can really get so judgmental of your queen's supposed inability to allow you a certain experience. And it's your judgment and requirement that she meets your expectations that just is suffocating for her body. Yes, her trauma, her nervous system in that moment mightn't just feel ready. In that moment, it mightn't feel ready yet. Now, what I'm saying to you is, hey, don't let your woman's trauma, don't let your woman's undealt with fear stop you. But what I'm saying is, the way to get, remember the title, how to get what you want in relationship every time. Quite a big statement. There's tact and empathy in meeting your queen where she's at. She mightn't have got there yet. But the compassionate heart part is you're owning your desire and need, but you meet her with a compassionate heart. And the creative thinking is fueled by empathy, which is like, hey, my beautiful, you know, oh, I don't know, it's like maybe, you know, me changing job to that style of job, you know, that's bringing up a lot of fears for you, you know, whatever, you're from your life and it's just bringing up a lot of fear that we could fall apart or I'd be away too much, or I'd be around, you know, want to become a fashion designer, be around sexy women 24/7 that are like half your age, and that just brings up a lot, whatever it is. I'm not saying, like, bow to it and go, ah, okay, you know, no, like, own your desire. But what I'm inviting you is to look at what, at her resistance as more, well, it's a puzzle. It's her resistance that it might feel, and sometimes when it's triggered, you know, she can give you a kick, the energetic kick, and you're like, well, that's just out of order. But I invite you to empathize that the resistance, that there can be a deep fear in there for her. But not to go psychoanalytical and go sort your shit out. That's the, I require you to change so I can get what I want. That's, there's no empathy there. There's no compassionate heart. But it's to slow down, to speed up. It's a long game, you know? You can be metaphorically at a cliff face of a mountain and you're like just banging your head on it going, hey, you gotta move, you gotta change, you gotta change. And what I'm saying is like get creative with your responses emotionally and psychologically, get creative in your thinking and go, hey, if she's like just at a standstill there, it's just, it's overwhelming for her at this point. She's not there yet. You know, energetically wrap her up and get creative. What is the next mini step that's available? Love her. Accept her ferociously. And go, hey, you know, well, what is available? What could be a nudge towards that? How can I support you? Don't criticize her. Don't attack her. Don't get inner child tantrum style, you know, where it's like, oh, and you're judging her. And definitely don't do it inside yourself and think that she doesn't feel it. She's going to feel that a mile away. Drop into empathy and creative thinking. You know, just remind her. It's like, this isn't going to fall apart. This is language I use with my queen. It's like, this isn't going to fall apart. Does she have traumas? Yeah. Do I have traumas? A fuckload. Wounded meets wounded. So who the fuck am I to judge her? She's not the obstacle. The only obstacle, by the way, in your relationship and getting what you want is your lack of ability to expand your creative thinking process. There's total heroic humiliation in a nutshell. If you're not getting what you want and you're not getting what you desire, it's because It's not the obstacle. It's not because your woman is an obstacle. It's because you are not expanding enough in your creative thinking and your creative thinking of where you're going within yourself from a level of consciousness. Kings of Freedom, remember? That's the topic. That's the podcast. Ultimate freedom is what we're talking about here all the time. Fearless freedom, masculine mastery, kingly confidence. They're the core tenets. But that only comes when you take radical ownership of what's happening inside of you. There's so much on this topic. I mean, as I said at the beginning, it's like, it's the Rocky topic. It takes heroic embodiment, heroic courage at a level to take this level of responsibility. But hey, there again, time and time and time again, this conversation, my passionate engagement as the host, as I, you know, coach guys and clients to get what they want, it's by slowing down to speed up. It's accessing your 100% radical responsibility, your ownership of creating life. You're the kingdom creator, but it's only when you take 100% ownership. 99% is a bitch, 100% is a breeze. Why? Because 100% brings it all in your terms. And 100% ownership makes it so radically safe, consistently. Don't pretend it's a one conversation phenomenon. It's consistently. You're showing up consistently, taking 100% and embodying the I inspire. I inspire such radical freedom, such radical ferocious self-love in myself that I'm so inspired and embodying radical ferocious self-love and acceptance of my shadow, of everything I bring, of every single emotion I come up that comes up in my being that, hey, by default, my queen, my woman, she's off the hook. She's safe. I don't judge myself, so I don't judge her. I don't criticize myself, so I don't criticize her. I love myself, so I love her. I own my passionate desires and needs, so I actually accept her passionate desires and needs. I don't reject myself. I'm not going to feel rejection. You know, I'm not going to perceive rejection from her. That's an uncommon way of engaging with your inner world and outer world as a man. Yet unapologetically so, it's the fucking kings of freedom. It'd be bullshit if we spoke a smaller game. The vast majority of men, and I hold my hand up, I'm not taking a hit at any man, but the vast majority of men, I hold my hand up in the sense, I was stuck in mediocrity in relationship for years. I'm still working through tons of shit. My clarity comes through as I am intensely in the arena of deep intimate relating with my woman. This is where all of this comes from. So it's not that I have my shit figured, it's just I figure one part of my shit that moves me beyond the mountain that was there, and I go left or right and I'm out the far side seeing the light of day, the far side of the mountain. I come and I share with you passionately what I've broken through to. That's the process. That's mastery. You never reach. Mastery is not an end point. It's a way of life. Kings around the planet. There's so much more to come on this, but we're coming into landing. How to get what you want in relationship every single time. It's not a one conversation phenomenon. If you're thinking that, you're bullshitting yourself. It ain't the game. It's every moment of every day is the way of mastery. And this is what I'm talking about. Quick recap. Getting what you want. Own unapologetically your passionate desires and needs, but own them. Don't relinquish them. Don't bring it into relationship, your I require puppy dog bullshit that you're going to get upset energetically thinking it's your mother that should just give you what you want because you just said you want and your little inner shit fit is, you know, should snap your wife, your partner, your queen to just like realize it's her fault and she should give you what you want. Don't do that. Do it if you want, but it's not going to work. So it's like, don't do it if you really want to get what you want and honor your queen and create a sensational, beautiful relationship. The stallion dance, I inspire, the distinction. Shift from I require as an energetic. Moment by moment, start practicing I inspire, where you show up more and more from grounded confidence, clarity about what you want, embody what you desire. Don't ask her to shift. Embody that shit. Embody the highest representation of it in your sacred masculine expression. Embody that so beautifully and consistently that she just goes like, wow, I can trust this man. Get creative in your thinking and practice empathy. meet her where she's at and take mini steps, mini steps. She's not there yet. Don't force it like a fire hydrant. Just get that like garden tap hose drip by drip. And by, you know, over a short period of time, the whole pool is full. But just drip by drip, meet her where she's at. That's okay. There's a marathon, not a sprint. All of these sporting metaphors coming true, but they're really important. Ultimately, own your shit. That is the simple, asterisk, not easy, but that is the simple way to get what you want in a relationship every single time. You have full clarity. The choice is up to you. Whether you choose to integrate this deep wisdom that really, really, really does work in the intimate arena with your queen. That's up to you. I challenge you to bring your full heart, your full awareness, your full courage, your full kingly, sacred kingly fuck energy to go get what you want. Full heart, full empathy. Be the king you were born to be. What has been said is perfect, said as it was today. What remains unsaid will be said another day when it is perfect and will serve powerfully. Kings of freedom around the world, go have a beautiful, amazing kingly day.
Thank you for listening to the Kings of Freedom podcast. To receive no BS proven strategies to unlock limitless levels of peace, power, and purpose as you lead your family and create your have it all life, sign up now to the Kings of Freedom email list. Find the link in the podcast episode description or at www.kingsoffreedom.me.